This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Purpose, was delivered on August 9th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Morning, New Hope! Woo! It's 9 o'clock and I am sweating already. Yes. Where's the air conditioning? No air conditioning? At least we got some ceiling fans, yeah? Whew, well, it is so good to be here this morning. Whew. When I got here at 5, it was cool. But, man, I think with the moisture and then the sun, and then the moisture and the sun, I feel like one steamed manapua. Yeah? But, wow. So we have some announcements. You guys may take a seat. Maybe we should greet. You guys want to greet everybody out on Facebook land? Okay, everybody say hi to everybody on Facebook. Wave, tell them we're eating fried rice over here, but you're not. Yeah. Hey. All right. So just some announcements. Okay. So next week Saturday from 7:30 to 9, right here, long awaited, the women are going to gather together, all right? Wear your mask, 6 feet apart, no food. If you like, bring your own snack, but we're not going to spread any germs that way. So right here, and for those of you in California and Oahu, you can just pray for us. Yeah, so that's coming up Saturday. And then Sunday, right after service here, we're going to drive down to Coconut Island and we're going to have baptism while we still can. Right? While we, just in case they tell us next month, oh, sorry, no beach, no meeting, or, you know, because like people on Oahu, they cannot even go to the beach now. So, and hopefully that doesn't happen here. Hopefully we're responsible. We're doing our social distancing. We're wearing our masks. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But people have been asking me, they want to get water baptized. So we're going to do that next week, Sunday, right after church. We're not going to be doing a potluck like how we normally do, just so that we don't spread any germs. So we ask that you just bring your own plate lunch or your own bento or your own sandwich. And then we can sit down and watch the people get baptized and we can sit with our families and eat and maybe even do some fishing. Fishing? Oh, I seen James stand up at attention all of a sudden. James and Scott, fishing? Yeah. All right, so that's what's happening. Oh, good morning, Roxy. Good morning, Tracy from Oahu. Good morning, John Brisky, Captain John Brisky. Good morning, all of you out there on Facebook. Hey, we have, that's our announcements. We do still receive our tithes and offerings. For those of you who call New Hope East Hawaii your home church, then you can give up your tithes and offerings. We don't pass the buckets because we don't want to pass my germs to your germs to the person down the aisle. So we have an acrylic box at our coffee table. So you can drop your tithes and offerings over there if this is your home church. For those of you who give online, you can text NHHI to 808-793-5588 and just follow the prompts. Or you can go online, newhopeasthawaii.com. On the blue bar on the top, it says online giving. You can follow that. Or if you're someone like me, old school, you can mail your check to HCR2 Box 6617, KL Hawaii 96749. And those are the ways that you can give. So let's pray over the tithes and offerings. Would you bow your heads? Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we get to give to you out of what you have given us. Even in this time of stress and economic hardship, Lord, you are still our provider. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless the tithes and the offering, that we would use it to help people, to expand your kingdom, to continue to equip people to do your work. We thank you and we love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Is that Philip and Trudy? Wow. Our friends Philip and Trudy is here visiting us. Good to see you. Wow, good morning, Ash. Out there on Facebook land. Hope you guys are doing well. Whew. Man, we are just moving through this this season, man, it seems like it's been a long season because, you know, the pandemic was started in late March and it's April, May, June, well, July, and now we're in August. You know, we still need your prayers for our schools and our elected officials and our leaders to make sure they make wise decisions because it all affects us. So keep praying for them. Well, I'd like to welcome you this morning. We're going to talk about purpose. Purpose. How many of you ever read the book, The Purpose-Driven Life? It wasn't a good, the first statement tells it's all about God. Like, it's not about you. And it's like, wow, but talk about purpose because I don't want us to go through life. You know, what if you go through life and, you know, you don't know what to do. You don't know why you were here. You know, do you believe that everything and everyone has a purpose on this earth? God made everything for a reason. I mean everything, okay? He made everything. Even our trials have a purpose. And sometimes I think, when I get to heaven, I was surely going to ask God, why did you make mosquitoes and fleas? Man, because sometimes they just irritate you. Or even ukus. You know, if you had kids in elementary school, you know sooner or later they're going to come home with ukus. And it's like, what is the purpose of that? And surely it has a purpose, but I really don't know the purpose. You know, sometimes you think, okay, lizards, they have a purpose because they eat the mosquitoes and they eat the bugs. So I was thinking, maybe he made the mosquitoes and fleas as food for the lizards and spiders. And I thought, like, oh, I would hate to go through life as a piece of food. You know, like the little mackerels that swimming in the ocean that you see them on the TV that they're in schools and they just get eaten. You know, everything, you know, I mean, you think about it. If God created things to be food, that's like miserable. You know, your whole life is to be born, to survive a little while, and then be eaten. You know, like, you know, but I don't feel sorry for the cows, the pigs, and the chickens because I enjoy that, especially the fish. You know, like, even rain, snow, God's word, they all have a purpose. In Isaiah 55, 10, 11, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so my word which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. You know, it is very important for us to find out our purpose. And that's why I encourage us to kind of read the Bible, to pray, and, you know, to understand our purpose. You know, I wondered for a while what was my purpose, and sometimes I look in the mirror, and I says, okay, I know my purpose is not to be a linebacker, right? Can you imagine me trying to tackle one of those 6'3", 230-pound guys? I would be like a flea on his back. Yeah? I am not a basketball player, seriously. Unless I can shoot the ball from half court every time and make it, then I would not make it. I look in the mirror and I kind of know, like, okay, that's not my purpose. This is not my purpose. So sometimes I think, have you, for myself, you know, I asked this of God before, of my purpose. Have you ever, any of you, have you ever asked God, what am I here for? Anybody out there ever asked God, what am I here for? The rest of you, you know why you're here, right? Because I did ask God, what am I here for? What's the reason? Because I know I am not God's gift to women. I know that. I look in the mirror and it's like, come on. You know, what am I here for? So here, number one, we got to get started. We got to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere to find out our purpose, our God-given purpose, because God never just drop you here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean to just breathe the air and exist and do nothing. There was a time in my life after becoming a Christian, I wondered why God called me and what did he want me to do? Because I started to go to church and I started to look around and I seen mature Christians and looking in the mirror, it's like, why did you call me, God? Because I cannot speak like that person. I'm not well-versed in the Bible like that person. I'm not tall and handsome like that person. What is the reason? Why? Why? What? This is what my thinking. What do I have to offer you that all these other people who are more mature that I have, what can I offer that they can offer you more of? Then I started to ask, like, what is it, Lord? What am I here for? Why did you call me to this church, to this relationship with you? I want to understand it because I want to know what I'm here for so I can accomplish what you called me to do. So this is where I started. I took some time alone, a quiet place where I could talk to God and I could ask him, Lord, sincerely, Lord, what am I here for? What did you create me for? What is my purpose? And I asked these questions and I just remained silent. I just remained silent and still. And this is what he revealed to me. This is my purpose. This is what I discovered in spending time with God. And here's the first one. Steward God's gift well. And when he told me to steward God's gifts well, it meant everything from the wife that he gave me, my children, my house, my car, all my power tools, my fishing poles, everything that I own, because the Bible says this, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of life, in light of light where there's no shifting shadow. It says that in James. So steward God, everything that God has given me, I need to take care of it, starting with God and starting with my wife. I need to steward it well. 1 Peter 4:10, as each one has received a special gift, employed in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So, you know, as I read the Bible and I asked God, this is the first thing he told me, steward the things that I've given you well. And, you know, that's including the earth. That's why I cannot dump my motor oil on the weeds anymore. Right? Remember, you guys used to dump your motor oil on the weeds to kill the weeds, dump your motor oil to kill the termites, you know. I did that because I see my dad did that because he probably seen his dad did do that. And now I have like 12 of those 5-quart oil coolers, you know, containers in my garage that's full of oil because I need to steward God's gifts. Well, that's the earth, my wife, and everything that I have. Okay, so that was the first part of what he gave me. Then I okay, what else, Lord? What else am I here for? And the second part is reach the lost. Okay, reach the lost. That means, I think, if you're a Christian, that's part of everybody's purpose. We still got to go. Just because we're going to go to heaven doesn't mean that everybody else can go to hell because we're going to heaven. It's like, no, because we're going to go to heaven, we got to see how many people we can bring along with us, right? So when we get to heaven, they ask, hey, so what? I made it. Yes. Who did you bring with you? Nobody. Why? Was I supposed to bring somebody? Was I supposed to invite people to this party? Yes. Hello? Yes. So reach the lost. According to Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So to reach the lost is not only being the light and sharing Jesus with them, it's being an ambassador for Christ, lighting the way to Jesus. So we'll steward God's gifts well, we reach the lost, and the next part, equip the saved. And here, equip the saved is not because I'm a pastor, but I believe every Christian should do this. According to Ephesians 4:12, equipping the saints for the work of the service, to the building up of the body of Christ. So this, as I was sitting quietly before God, he said, Scott, I want you to steward everything that I give you. Your gifts, your talents, everything that I give you. Even the special gifts that I gave you, the spiritual gifts. I want you to reach those who are lost, who need help. And now after you reach them, don't just reach them, get them saved, but equip them. Equip them what? Equip them to go out and reach more people. And then the last part, and grow in the knowledge of Christ. Because if I stop growing, which physically I have, maybe just this way, but lately it's been this way, which is good. We need to, no matter how old we are, no matter how mature in Christ we are, I think we still gotta keep growing. We still get to keep reading the Word, learning something new every day. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. So, the reason I share this with you, because once you can discover God's specific purpose for your life, what you are called to do, then saying yes to something or no to something becomes easier because you can align it. Okay, if I say yes to this has nothing to do with my purpose, what God called me to do. It's easy to say no. But when something comes across your table or your plate that says, you want to do this, and you think, hey, is that according to my purpose? Oh, yes, it is. Okay, let's do it. It becomes easier. You know where the line is. You know what you're called to do. But you got to remember, once you discover your purpose, you still got to build on the right foundation. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask God, what am I here for? And then just be still. Don't keep talking and talking and talking. Just ask God, what am I here for? Sit still and listen. Maybe have your Bible there. Maybe have your pen and pencil there. Because if he speaks, I want you to be able to write it down so that you remember it. And then you know what God created you for. And I wanted to share some scriptures that tell us what we are here for. But ultimately, I can share scriptures with you about what the Bible tells us we need to do. But ultimately, it's up to you to go to God and ask him, God, what am I here for? What is my purpose? What did you create me specifically to do? In Ephesians 2, it says that you and I, we are God's workmanship. You know, you and I, we are his masterpiece. We are his workmanship. We are created for good works. You know, that's part of it. And in James 1:22, it says, prove yourself to be doers. So you know that we are created for good works. We are created to be doers. You know, it is so important for you and I to listen to what God's word says. But it is important for us not just to hear, but to do. Yeah, we are required to do this thing. There are so many scriptures in the Bible that tell us things that we need to do. And I want each and every one of you to pray and to seek God and to ask Him, what am I here for? Maybe you can ask Him, be specific. Hey, Lord, what am I here at New Hope East Hawaii? What am I here for? And if He tells you, you are here to do children's ministry, don't run away. Don't Jonah out on me. Woo! Run away. Yeah, don't. And if He tells you to sing, then you go see Pastor Aaron. Don't come see me, because I cannot tell you whether you are able to sing or not. I left that up to somebody who can actually sing. Right? So, yeah, you just pray and ask God, what am I here for? Why am I? You can even go further. Lord, why am I working at the place where, like Jay, why am I working at the quarry place back here? Why am I working with rocks? Why am I the best rock salesman in town? What is my purpose here? Because if I'm not going to praise you, I want to see these rocks praise you, right? But what is, James can go, you know, what is the purpose? And God would probably tell him that I want you to save all the people who sell and make all these rocks. But it's up to you. Maybe you're in a season where you have young children. And in this season, your purpose is to raise that child in such a way that it honors God. You know, like how they write the scriptures on your wall, on your doorposts, on your bed frames, everywhere. Maybe you're in a season where you have health issues. You got to take care of your health. Maybe that's your priority, but still foundation and God first. Maybe you're single and your purpose is to go on a missions trip. You know how the Bible says that, man, if you're single, you're not worried about other things. You're not worried about your spouse, but you're more worried and concerned about the things of God. Like for us who are married, you know, we cannot go away to Africa and go serve because we got to think about our spouse. I mean, yeah, we'd love to go to Tahiti and do a missions trip because I heard you have nice waves down there, right? But what if our spouse is not called to do that then? So if you're single, maybe it's a season for you to do something where you don't have to worry. Whatever it is, I want you to ask God, what am I here for? What is my purpose? What I was created for? Sit down in a quiet place. Take a pen and paper with you. Because I think when you're ready to write, then God will be ready to speak. Right? And some people say, nah, I don't need. And they sit down with no pen and no paper, and God speaks. And then 10 minutes later, you forgot what He said. How many of you hear something from God? It's like, wow, that is really good. Forget to write it down, and a day later, oh, what was that He told me? It was so good. I could use that in a sermon, but I forgot what He says. A lot of times God speaks to me when I'm driving. It's like, oh, Lord, not now. I'm driving. I cannot write when I'm driving. And so I got to repeat things to myself all the way till I get home. And then when I get home, oh, what was it? Oh, I guess I get more and more of those senior moments. I walk from the front to the back to get something from the container, and I'm in the container walking up and down. Like, what did I come here for? I'm like, what? It's like, gosh, I walk back out here. Oh, that's right. I walk back there. Oh, wow. Take a pen and a paper with you. Because when God speaks, I want you to write. I want you to figure out your purpose. Get ready. Because when God speaks, man, I bet you it'll be really good stuff. So number three, here, you are His workmanship. You are God's masterpiece. You are God's creation. Jesus Christ died for you. Would Jesus Christ die for junk? I don't think so. That's how much value He put on you. that he went to the cross. He spread his arms out for you. He did that for you. You know, sometimes we look at others and we think like, wow, God really did good on that person. He really did. And then we look like, what can, you know, it's like, we try to compare. And when you compare, man, unless you're that big, tall, handsome guy like Grant, no sense. I cannot compare myself to that. I just gotta look at the word and judge myself by what God says. You know, we are God's workmanship, and there's a lot to be said about that alone. We are his work. We created for good works. Know this, that when you can discover your purpose, I believe that it would be the best thing that you can do is find it out, open God's word, and ask God, show it to you. And he will reveal things to you. Like when I found my purpose, and I said, God, reveal to me in your word, scriptures that I can tie into my purpose. And that's how I came up with all those scriptures. Here in Ephesians, Paul tells us we are created for good works. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, as though we are making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We, you and I, once you said yes to Jesus Christ, you are his representative here on earth. While you are living, you represent God. You represent New Hope East Hawaii. What are people going to say about God when they see you as his representative? They'll say like, wow, that's a good ambassador. Or will they say like, oh boy, he's... stay away from that one. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether you eat, drink, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. As a husband, as a wife, child, uncle, brother, sister, parent, whatever occupation you may have, may it be done in such a way that it brings glory and honor to God. Sometimes I have strong words for my wife, because I had a bad day, or because I'm tired, or because I'm hangry and I want to eat. And when I speak to her, I get convicted because I know it doesn't honor God. And sometimes I say sorry, but I should be saying sorry all the time and asking forgiveness because I believe that honors God. But I am human, so I am, you know, I get pride in the way and everything. But your job, does it honor God? As a boss, the way you treat your employees honor God? When you go to the grocery store or the bank, does it honor God? When you talk to your children, does it honor God? When you can figure out your purpose, you know, this is very important, okay? And that's why the reason I speak to this, especially, doesn't matter really how young or old you are, if you don't have a purpose written out for your life, I encourage you to do one, to get one. Because when you can do this, man, life can have so much more meaning. You know, I love to go fishing. But there are times when people ask me, a lot of times when people ask me, let's go fishing. But I can't because I know what I have to do. I don't know my priorities. It's not like life when it was before Christ, when I would leave my wife at home for 2 or 3 days and I would go camping. And, you know, I would just go and not have a worry or anything concerned, and I would be with my friends and hang out and just go fish and fish and fish and fish and fish. And is now that I have priorities, I know my purpose. And when I go fishing, man, I go and we have some great times in fellowship. And if the Lord willing, He provides us with fish. And before I knew my purpose, life was all about me. And now you may be in a season where you're in school and it's about study. And if you like Paul, he took 3 years to go away to spend time with God before he started his ministry. Whatever season you're in, you know, or taking care of yourself, whatever it may be, your health, you can still honor and glorify God. I want you to really consider, if you didn't write down your purpose, go figure it out and go ask God. You know, I have hate for you. You get to heaven one day, you enter the pearly gates, and you realize, like, man, I was supposed to be a worship leader all my life, and I was working in children's ministry. Oh, God, why never you tell me? Because you never ask, right? Or I was supposed to be preaching the word, but I was sitting down because I was scared. Or I was supposed to be cooking and feeding the multitudes. Oh, but I never liked because the first time I would cook, I would burn the food. So I figured that's not my gift. You know, wouldn't it be sad that when you get to heaven one day, you find out that, oh, I was doing the wrong thing. You know, for years, I've been married almost 30 years. And for the first so many years of my marriage, I had a hard time understanding my wife. I would cook, I would help her with the laundry, I would help her clean the house, and I would get frustrated because I would finally came to the point where I go, honey, what is it that I'm doing that's not showing you that I love you? You know, I cook, I clean, I help wash the laundry, I help maintain the house. And she tells me, well, thank you, but I don't feel love that way. And you know, guys show love in a different way. I think guys show love by helping do household chores. And that's how I showed my love. But she didn't receive love that way. And for the first 10, 12 years, I've been doing that. So I finally, out of frustration, anger, what can I do to show you that I love you? She told me, you know, honey, when she's putting on her makeup and I hug her from the back and I kiss her neck, she goes, that's when I feel love. She says, when you call me at work to see how I'm doing, it's like, I don't dare call her at work now because they're so busy, but that's how I feel love. You know, and then it's like, darn it, for the first 12 years I was doing the wrong stuff. It was so much easier to hug her and call her. Could have saved me years of laundry, washing, and cooking. But I never know why, because I never ask. Husbands, ask your wife. Ask your wife, what can I do to show that I love you? Might save you years, man. Ask God. God, what am I here for? You think he's going to, like, not tell you? You think he's going to say, suffer, wait a little while? Because I want you to ask God. Maybe he's supposed to be the CEO of a company. Maybe he's supposed to be a doctor. Maybe he's supposed to be a missionary. Every one of you was created by God for a purpose. Everyone, a specific purpose God has called you for. Wouldn't you like to find that out? Because I would. Maybe he didn't call me to be a doctor. He said, oh, save me 10 years of schooling. Thank you, because I couldn't handle 12 years of schooling. I want you to go and find your purpose. Write it down. And when you find out, share it with me because I want to celebrate with you. I want to help you. Maybe God called you to go preach the word someplace. Man, if that's the case, I am going to do everything I can to equip you. Maybe God called you to feed the multitudes. Hey, then I will help you, I'll buy you whatever you need. You can cook for us breakfast. Well, that would be yummy. Maybe God called you to go to Bible college, and maybe we could help you get there. Whatever it is, go and ask God, find your purpose. Go and find your purpose. Sit down this week and ask God, honestly, sincerely, ask God and then shut up. Really, ask God and speak, Lord. Say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Amen? Amen. Can you bow our heads in prayer? Ask the worship team to come up. Lord Jesus, we come before you. You created everything for a reason. And that reason was not to just take up space or to do nothing. But Lord, you created each and every one of us for a specific purpose. And Lord, I ask that you would speak to us and would reveal that purpose to us so that we don't go through life aimlessly wandering around from here to there trying to figure out what am I here for, but so that we can be focused like a laser in accomplishing what you created us to be. Lord, so this week, help us to seek you, to find you, to show us our purpose. Help us, point us to scriptures. Help us to write it down so that when we go through life, we know exactly why we're here. We know what you created us for, and we can be more effective in accomplishing what you created us for. So, Lord, I pray that you would reveal to us this week our purpose. So we thank you so much, Lord. We love you. We honor you. We glorify you with our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So don't forget, next week, after church, we're going down to Coconut Island. If you want to get baptized, that's great. Like I said, we're not going to do food because we want to kind of stay away from spreading germs. So bring your sandwich, bring your bento, bring your plate lunch. We should see who bring the best one, take pictures, bring your fishing pole, bring your mask because we still want to be safe, because if we sit down close to each other, we want to wear our mask. But, okay. So those of you out on Facebook, you can stand up too. And those of you here, you can stand up. And we are going to sing.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.